here calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Alright. Hello and welcome to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name is Matt, your host of this weekly podcast that airs fascinating sounds from Australia and Canada and occasionally New Zealand as well. We have so much great new music ahead this week, including a brand new single from Even, fantastic guitar rock band from Melbourne and a real institution. They've been around for over 20 years, featuring Ash Naylor on vocals and songwriting duties and blistering guitar. They have a record out called Victoria soon, and the single, the lead-off title track from that, has been released. We're also going to hear from a brand new single from Christy Lane Sinclair. And Sloan, also are back, another legendary band, with a single called The Day Will Be Mine from their forthcoming 12th record. Awesome stuff. And we're also going to introduce you to some artists who are playing at a festival coming up this early March in Williams Lake, BC. It's called the Dark Times Festival. It's coming up on the 2nd to the 4th of March 2018. If you're a fan of great independent music and you're based in the Cariboo region, or if you're willing to come up from Vancouver or elsewhere, like you may do with the Arts Wells Festival, it will be well worth your time. So that's coming up a little later on. But first up, I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks that I play this time every year. In the middle of winter, February in Canada is not great if you don't like winter, to put it mildly. And this track, first up, Igloo from the Screaming Fries Band. I've always found it so evocative of this time of year. It's a classic single from this band, Australian band, Screaming Fries Band, formed a long, long time ago in the late 70s. And this is a very early single. They're from Brisbane, actually. And I remember I played this song a lot when I was living in Edmonton, and I was spent a winter there as an Australian. It was a rude awakening, and I had this song playing a lot. And it's evocative. It's a pretty cool song, and it just makes me think of winter. And then I'm going to play for you another single of theirs called Ice, which kind of is in the same theme. So here's a Screaming Tribesman from Brisbane. So Mick Madue is the front man of the band. The band pretty much broke up in the early 90s. They've reformed sporadically, but Mick Madue has a band called Mick Madue and the Rumours, and he has a record out under that name. So I'm going to play for you a track from his record, All Your Love, and the song's going to be called Another Girl, Another Planet. So here's the Screaming Tribesman first up with Igloo, the classic single, and then another Screaming Tribesman song, Ice.
Thank you. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
And we're back on Stranded. We have a blog, ausstrandedradio.com. Please do follow it if you're intrigued and like to check out past shows. We have over 300 podcasts available there online. And we're also at Twitter at ausstranded and facebook.com/ausstrandedradio. Lots of great new Canadian music ahead, but we're into the new Australian music first. But just to let you know what we heard there, the classic singles Igloo and Ice from the Screaming Tribesmen from Brisbane. And then we also heard Mick Madue and the Rumours from Brisbane as well. Mick Madue, of course, was the frontman of the Screaming Tribesmen. And we heard the Mick Madue and the Rumours track Another Girl, Another Planet from the record All Your Love. Let's keep it going with the rock and roll now. This is an artist with a pretty powerful record that he put together himself. I think recorded all the instruments himself. His name is Rhys O'Neill from Sydney. So his name is spelled R-H-Y-E-C-E O'Neill, O-N-E-I-L-L. The record's called Übermensch Blues, and it's great melodic rock. We're going to hear the lead-off track from the record called The Fire in You. And then even from Melbourne, the great three-piece, who are one of my all-time favourite bands. I remember seeing them live a couple of times. I fell in love with them in the mid-90s with their early singles and the record Less Is More. And their latest release is going to be called Victoria. And the title track is out, and you're going to hear it. And then we're going to introduce you to an artist from Vancouver who is an Australian expatriate. And I love it when individuals like this get in touch with me. Rowan Porter has a debut EP out. I'm not sure how long she's been living in Van, but she's there now. She emailed me and said she'd love me to air a track from her debut EP, and I'm going to be doing that. We're going to air the single Sleeping Dogs, which is with the full release due on February 21st. And the EP launches actually on the 21st of February at the Heatley in Vancouver. So thanks, Rowan, for getting in touch. We're going to play Sleeping Dogs in this set of songs as well. But first up, here is Rhys O'Neill from Sydney, New South Wales, with a track called The Fire in You from his Übermensch Blues record.
Enough about me, let's talk about you. And California, it's you, Victoria. relax. I've just found out I'm someone else. I'm not the girl you'd run into the street for anymore, just to get to a quicker. But if only I made you feel like she does. If only I made you feel like that. If only I was enough. If only there was a spark. If only I was your match. I got a less sleeping dog's life. You'd never meet her. Meant to be for only a time. Time and pleasure have their day. Isn't that what they say? If only I made you feel like she does. If only I made you feel like that. Oh, if only I was enough. If only there was a spark. If only I was your match. I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. Let sleeping dogs rest. And I get in my getaway car. And I'll drive and drive and drive till I forget. For now, I'll let sleeping dogs rest. They howl in the night. They're calling me back. I won't give in. No, you know I'm through with that. But they howl in the night. And they're calling me back. Sleeping dogs lie.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. First up, Sydney rock and roll artist Rhys O'Neill kicked off that set with The Far and You, the lead-off track from his Übermensch Blues record of last year. And then Even, the three-piece rock band, 60s-inspired rock band from Melbourne, with their latest single, Victoria, that's from a forthcoming album of the same name. Always great to see what Ash Naylor and the boys are up to. One of the great Australian guitar bands. And then Rowan Porter, a new artist with a debut EP called Everything at Once. Rowan is Australian, but she is based in Vancouver right now. And her release for the EP, Everything at Once, is on February 21st at the Heatley. We heard Sleeping Dogs from her. And you could get in touch just like Rowan did. Rowan's music, of course, is perfect for the show. I'm Australian-Canadian, and she is an Australian in Canada, but a Canadian artist or an Australian artist anywhere, really. And send me your music, and I will air it. Time for the new Canadian music now, and Christy Lane Sinclair is back She has a new 5-song EP called The Ability to Judge Distance, which will be released on March 16th on Coax Records. And she is from British Columbia. We interviewed her way back in 2013. You can find that interview on the blog. Go to ozstrandedradio.com if you're interested. Her new single we're going to play right now is called Fire in Santa Fe, which was jointly inspired by the fear and rage generated by the 2016 U.S. presidential election and the Standing Rock pipeline protest. Powerful music from a great Indigenous artist, Christy Lane Sinclair. Then we're going to hear from Dahlia, a singer-songwriter from Toronto, with a single called Back to the Days. And then the Mighty Sloan from Halifax, Nova Scotia, are back with their 12th record called 12. And you can hear the first single, The Day Will Be Mine. First up, here's Christy Lane Sinclair with Fire in Santa Fe.
Spinning, we had need to see. I remember laughing till we were crying.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
All right, we're back here on Stranded. My name is Matt, and we heard their brand new tracks from Canadian artists Christy Lane Sinclair and Dahlia, two fine Canadian songwriters. Christy Lane Sinclair from British Columbia, with Fire in Santa Fe from her forthcoming EP, The Ability to Judge Distance. And then Dahlia is from Toronto. We heard the single Back to the Days. And then Sloan, the legendary band from Halifax, one of the all-time greats, such world-class songwriters, all four of them. The Day Will Be Mine is the first single off the record 12. Now, dark times are upon us. Well, not really, but it is the middle of winter here. It's February in Canada, and there is a new festival called Dark Times, which is set to bring brighter days. Dark Times is a festival based in Williams Lake, BC, curated by Brandon Hoffman of Block Treat. So it's a three-day multi-venue festival, which Brandon says promises to be a thick blanket of warm harmonies and hip-swaying beats. It's on March 2nd to 4th in Williams Lake, and it follows three seasons of the Safety Meeting concert series, which has been excellent for this part of the province in the Caribou region. This part of the province is blessed, of course, with the Arts Wells Festival, but now it has also the Dark Times Festival debuting this year. There's going to be some fantastic artists playing, both local artists and many coming up from Vancouver, including the two that we're going to play for you right now, Jasper Sloan Yip and Parla Panther. Other artists include Sam Tudor, Malcolm Jack, Marin Patinude, lots of great artists. But here we go with Jasper Sloan Yip with a single from the Post Meridian album, and then Parla Panther with the single With Love Forever. So that's the Dark Times Festival coming up in Williams Lake, BC, March 2nd to March 4th. And that'll put us to the end of the show. We'll see you next week. Here is Jasper Sloan Yip. Bye-bye. Thank you.
It only gets worse when Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Musqueam,